From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting tension between Turkey and Russia. Turkey's president today questioned the future of relations between his country and Russia, that after multiple reports of airspace violations by Russian planes along the Turkish border with Syria. The European Union says it has agreed with Turkey to step up cooperation for the resettlement of refugees and migrants from the Middle East. The European Union says it will help Turkish Coast Guard patrols in managing the large influx of refugees. A Chadian military source says 11 Chadian soldiers were killed Tuesday in a cross-border attack by suspected Boko Haram militants. The source told reporters 17 Boko Haram fighters were killed. The head of the NATO-led military operation in Afghanistan says American forces are responsible for mistakenly hitting a hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan. U.S. Army General John Campbell told a congressional committee in Washington Afghan forces requested the airstrike because Taliban insurgents were firing from the facility. He said the U.S. conducted the raid on the hospital operated by the international medical charity Doctors Without Borders after reviewing the request. The aerial bombardment Saturday killed 22 people. The humanitarian agency, UN, says the humanitarian situation in Kunduz is severe, as we hear from Lisa Schlein.
Thousands of people have fled the city, and an estimated 8,500 families have been displaced in the northeast as a result of the fighting, according to the UN humanitarian agency known as OCHA. It says water and electricity reportedly are off in much of the city, and most food markets are closed. OCHA spokesman Jens Lajerke says no humanitarian agencies remain in Kunduz. Lisa Schlein,